Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and her family recently returned from a volunteer trip to storm-ravaged Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. The mayor tells me this is one trip that she will never forget.
Well, we certainly weren't really sure what to expect. We had a list of things that we were supposed to pack, including closed-toe work shoes and work gloves and rubber gloves and safety goggles and air mattresses. And so we were making sure that we had everything that we needed to make the trek down there.
What was your first impression flying in?
We just saw blue roofs everywhere. And as the plane got lower, you realize that they weren't painted blue, and these weren't blue tin roofs. These were tarps.
You and the other service workers were housed at a badly damaged baseball stadium. What was that like?
The leader of this organization, the group that was coordinating this, was there and showed us where we would be sleeping. When you walk into the baseball stadium, FEMA was set up on the first level, and a group of Hofstra women were going to be sleeping in the locker room. And then on the third level of this baseball stadium were basically, VIP suites for people watching the game, but they had been converted into places for people to sleep. And so we were sleeping in one of those suites. And there was a sports bar that was on that level as well that had been converted into sort of the kitchen and meeting space, because the baseball stadium was so badly damaged by the storm that it can't function. So the team is not going to be playing in that stadium this year.
What was it like going out into neighborhoods to offer assistance?
We had a meeting of the entire group on Sunday morning. We were told where we were going to be going, and we went into Salinas, which is a town that is south of Calle. So now we're on the southern coast of Puerto Rico. We came in San Juan, but we were working in Salinas. And we went down there on Sunday, not so much to work, but to meet the people from Salinas that were coordinating the work that we were going to do, to get a sense of the community, to get a sense of the damage that occurred there, and do some team building. So that was really a great experience. All of the work is coordinated through mayor's offices. So whether it's the work that this organization had been doing in Calle, the mayor's office in Calle really organized that. And the same was true in Salinas. So the mayor and her staff identified people who needed assistance. They also provided some of the tools that we would need to do that. And then the organization had tools as well. And then they provided us with meals while we were working to make sure that we were well nourished, because it was a lot of physical labor.
When you were among the people, were they extra hospitable or thankful, or did you pick up on some of the sadness associated with the devastation?
You know, it was a combination. One of the things that I'm really grateful for is that this group of students from Hofstra included several Spanish speakers. And so we were divided up to work sites, but at each work site there was somebody who was fluent in Spanish. And so we were really able to have meaningful conversations with the residents that we were helping. We heard their stories of the storm, of the devastation, and of the hardships that they have really been suffering from since Maria hit. The stories of the storm were so incredibly similar. Every single person that we talked to spoke of it almost as a battle, that for 11 hours they were battling Maria, whether it was to try to keep their door closed, to try to keep floodwaters from washing out their possessions. Every single person, when they told their story of the storm, said, "I thought I was going to die." And that was stunning to me.
Was there any particular moment in your visit there that really, struck you, or you sat down and said, "Wow," and thought of the things that we all take for granted and counted your blessings?
Oh, so many times. One of the homes that we worked on, where many of the homeowners' possessions had been, and this was a very simple concrete structure in the mountainous area outside of Salinas. And this woman, all of her possessions had been swept out of her home. And so here we were 6 months later, and she had some physical issues. She was an older woman, and And I could understand, you know, why all of this debris remained in her yard 6 months later, because I think looking at it, it just is so overwhelming. And the sorrow and the trauma attached to what was there was very raw. And so we worked, there was a group of about five or six of us, and we just started clearing up the trash, and it was separating out the metal and the, you know, the wood and the debris. And as we cleared the garbage, we started to find these little medallions, these little religious medallions that were underneath some of the debris in her lawn. And before we threw anything away, we would show it to her. And most of the stuff that we showed to her, she just waved it away. Like, she didn't want to see it. She just wanted it in the garbage. She didn't want to be reminded. But when we showed her these religious medallions, she teared up and she said, "I never thought I would see those again." And so there were moments like that at every house, you know, where I think it was the trauma of the storm, but then also seeing, like, okay, this has been cleared away now, and maybe it's an opportunity to move on from the storm. And it really, we had residents who showed us pictures of what their home had looked like before the storm. These were very, very raw memories for them, and the devastation of Maria. I keep coming back to that word, traumatizing. It was an incredible trauma.
Your husband and son accompanied you on the trip. When it was time to go home, how did the Sheehan family feel?
We felt really great because we worked really hard. My son and my husband both celebrated their birthdays while we were out there in 90-degree weather doing hard physical labor. But we all agreed it was just such a great experience. We were grateful to be able to go down there and do what we did, and it was gratifying to see the fruits of our labor at the end of each day, all the debris piled up in front of these houses, and through conversations with residents, knowing that they felt like they could move on, that they were so grateful. You know, as we left, we felt like this was really probably one of the best vacations we had had.
If there's somebody who might listen to the interview when it's broadcast who might want to donate their services or send people to help out in Puerto Rico, should they contact the city?
Well, you know, I literally went online. I reached out to a couple of different organizations, and ultimately, you know, the internet is a place that is full of information. I went through an organization called Group International, and they continue to coordinate these trips. There are others out there that coordinate service trips, not just because of the storm in Puerto Rico. They coordinate service trips around the world. But I would really encourage people. It was a great way to spend our vacation. The weather was beautiful, but we worked hard. We did have one free day, and so we went into San Juan and went out fishing with a local who we really learned a tremendous amount from. It was a great conversation, and my son caught a tarpon that we promptly threw back. But so I would really encourage people. And the other thing that, you know, the other message from the people in Puerto Rico is, if you don't want to come down and work, or you can't physically do the work, come down as a tourist. They really depend on that tourist economy, and a lot of the tourist places are back up and running. Most of the island has power, and so whether it's coming down and doing the physical labor that we did or coming down and sitting on the beach, either way, you're going to be helping the people of Puerto Rico.